And you know what? You know what's crazy is that, like, I see so many people posting on Facebook and Instagram, whatever social media platform you want to think of, about all the cool cars they've got and all the cool stuff that they're buying, which is great, right? I mean, if you've got the money, then buy it. But what I never see anything about, the posts that I don't see, are the ones about, I just saved $100,000 for my kid. I'm 25 years old, I have a kid, and I just saved $100,000 for my kid for college. You know why? Because everybody right now thinks that it's so cool to not go to college. And to me, like, I'm not a huge advocate of college, but the thing is that maybe, just maybe, some kids and some people, which most entrepreneurs believe and talk about, some people are built for school, right? We always need teachers, we always need doctors and lawyers, and all that stuff requires school, right? So maybe your kid might be a teacher. Maybe he sees you buying a brand new Audi R8 and he doesn't want that lifestyle. He wants to just be a teacher and have a Honda Civic. I don't know. But my point is that not everybody is going to, especially your kids, are going to be just like you. They're not going to have exactly the same mindset, goals, or aspirations. So I want to see people posting more about what they are doing for their future generation. My grandpa used to always tell me, live better than the generation before you so that the generation after you can live better than you. And that does not necessarily mean that you have to make a crap ton of money so that you can buy a Ferrari and hope that your kids are going to do the same thing, right? Like, to me, that's insane. That's insanity. That's the definition of insanity. You cannot guess, force, or wish that your kids are going to do exactly what you want to do or what you hope they do to be just like you and make the same type of money, same type of entrepreneurial mindset, and same type of moves that you're making. You cannot expect that. So, with that being said, my point to this is, build your family up so that they can live better than you. And that doesn't mean that they're going to buy a Ferrari or they're going to be 18 and have a Lambo. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's all about this flashy stuff right now. And that's cool. It's good. I wish I could afford one. But my biggest goal is not, don't get me wrong, I want one. But my biggest goal is not to have a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a Tesla Roadster or anything like that, or a McLaren. My biggest goal is honestly just trying to buy a house, because I've only been in business for myself for less than 2 years and I got to show 2 years of tax returns. So that's my biggest goal. I want to buy a house. I want to be a homeowner again. I want to make sure that my cars are paid off, or at least I have nice vehicles and I'm working towards paying those off. I want to make sure that my business is up and running smooth. We just bought a new trailer for our company, a 7x12 enclosed trailer, $5,100. Not very impressive to somebody that owns a Lamborghini, but whatever. I will tell you that we did $27,000 this month in solar commissions, and I'm going to pay that trailer off. I've only owned it 2 weeks, and it's going to be paid off. Not very many people can say that. My point is get your mind straight and make sure your focus is there and know what you want and be able to provide for your family. I want to see more of that. I really do. I want to see more of people providing for their families and talking about it and not just shoving them to the sideline and talking about all the cool material possessions you have. Show it to me. I'd appreciate it. Thanks for listening.